this is Mike Justice in Springfield, Ohio, and I plan to demonstrate some of the features of the Nextech talking digital multimeter. And we have a little bit of Jackie Velasquez there soothing our nerves in the background, and we'll let Jackie kind of fade out, and then we'll get into the demonstration. I've been very pleased with this meter, and I hope that as we go over some of the features that people who hear about this might find something useful there for themselves as well. Before we start with any demonstrations, I'm going to use JAWS on a file that I've prepared here to provide some of the basic information about how to obtain the meter. And we'll just read down through this document.
Nextech 2,218,202.
That's the model number of the Nextech talking digital multimeter.
2,218 space.
And we'll do that one at a time.
2,218,202.
So that's the number you would need to specifically look at this particular meter.
KMS Tools and Equipment LTD, left parent, British Columbia, Canada, right parent.
And KMS Tools Limited in British Columbia, Canada is the source where I ordered my meter over the internet.
Toll free 800-567-8979.
And they do have a toll free number if you prefer to call.
800-567-8979.
And that's that number repeated.
www.kmstools.com.
And that's their their website, kmstools, tools.com. Pretty simple. Now there's also a PDF version of the operations and maintenance manual available, but it's from another source, and there's a relationship between these companies. Orbix Electronics here in the United States, it's in California.
To download a PDF copy of the manual, colon, www.orbixelectronics.com. www.orbixelectronics.com.
So that's the orbixelectronics.com source for the manual, and that's where I got my manual.
Features.
Now, I took some of the features out of the manual and put them in this file just so that I would have a framework to follow here.
Your LCD digital talking multimeter is a portable, compact multimeter that is ideal for field, shop, and home applications. It measures AC voltage up to 750 volts, DC voltage up to 1,000 volts, and resistance up to 40 megs.
Now, it does a few other things as well, but we'll get into those when I start demonstrating.
A rubber case protects the meter. A diode check function lets you safely check semiconductors for open, shorted, or normal junctions.
And that's one of the other features on the meter.
Note, colon, your meter requires 3 AA batteries, left parent not included, right parent which you must install before using.
And as it indicates, the batteries do not come with the meter when you order it.
This meter is fully calibrated and tested. Under normal use, no further adjustment should be necessary.
And that's a very nice thing, that you can have confidence that the meter is already calibrated. You don't have to make any adjustments. You simply use the probes and take your readings.
The quote backlight, quote key, colon.
Okay, now, since this was not specifically designed for the blind, there is a digital display, and it's a backlighted panel, and there is a switch just below the display and to the left. It's a round push button. And this is a brief description of the function of that switch.
Press the key, a brief beep will be heard, then the LCD and test lead will be lit for 30 seconds. If the user turns this key to the locked position, the meter will light until it is released by the user. This key is operative in all functions.
And there is a little raised nub on this round key, and it points to 12 o'clock. When you press it down, you can rotate 90 degrees counterclockwise, and that will put it in the lock position, which isn't necessary at all for the blind user, because that simply keeps the meter backlight on all the time. Now, on the opposite side of the case, on the right side below the meter face, there's another push-button key.
The quote talk and quote key colon. Pressing this key will cause the meter to announce the test result. If the user turns this key to lock the position, the meter will talk until it is released by the user.
And again, that button has a raised portion that is at 12 o'clock. This one you rotate clockwise, however, instead of counterclockwise. Can't see any really useful function if you're just going to do battery testing, which is the main reason I bought mine. But there may be other applications where there'd be readings that you would want to have continually read out as you made adjustments or as readings were changing. And you may see a need for that if you get the meter, or as I go through the various functions that are available, you may see where that would be useful to you.
This key is operative in all functions.
And that key works no matter where you have the rotary selector switch for choosing the various functions.
The quote talking slash backlight quote key colon. This key is on the red test dash lead.
Okay, there are two test leads, and they're color-coded. The nice thing about it, since the red test lead has this push button right on the lead body, you can tell that it's the red lead, so you can impress your sighted friends with that. And the place where you plug these leads in is on the bottom front face of the meter. The red lead goes on the right-hand side, and the black lead goes on the left-hand side on those bottom corners. And they're right-angle plugs, so they press in very nicely. They do have protective caps that are in the end of the barrel when they come fresh to you in the package, and you simply need to pull those caps out of the barrel of the plug, and then you can plug it into the meter face. By the way, those caps also are distinctive in color to match their probes, and one of them has a raised line on it so that you can match it and make sure you put it back in the right color again to impress your sighted friends. There are also plastic covers to go on the tips of the probes, and these are color-coded as well. They don't feel very much different to me, but they are slightly different in the inside diameter, and apparently the probe tips are slightly different in their outside diameter, because if you put the black one on the red lead tip, it's very loose. You put it on the correct one, and it fits snugly, and the red one fits snugly on the red lead, so that's a nice tactual clue, too. Okay, I'm going to press the announce key that's on the case just under the meter face.
DC -112.8 millivolts.
Now, it's not actually measuring any voltage. There's nothing between the probes. They're just laying on a table here. So it will give you some very small readings, even when there are no actual value there. And I have this on the DC volt selector switch setting. This is a rotary selector switch. And when the switch handle is parallel to the bottom of the case, it's in the off position. If you turn it clockwise one notch, you're in the DC volt range. Now if we go clockwise one more,
AC 0.231 volt.
We're in the AC volt range.
OL.
One more, and we get an OL there, which is telling us that we're out of range for the reading. So I'm going to take the probes and press the two tips together.
Resistance 0.0 ohm.
So we were actually on the resistance measurement. That's the third switch selection. And there's zero resistance when the two probes are together. Now I'm in the next position.
Capacitance 1.03 nanofarads.
And that said nanofarads, which would be a very small measurement of capacitance. And I have the probes apart again. Now, if you put the probes together on this selector setting, and I have pressed the announce key, but it's not going to talk to me. And that's because there is no capacitance there. It's a complete closed circuit, so it's not going to read anything. Now it tells me that it's OL, it's out of range. And I'm not quite sure why it says OL instead of OR or something else. I didn't find that in the manual. Okay, we'll go to the next setting.
Frequency 93.8 kilohertz.
And this will measure frequency, and that was in kilohertz.
DC minus 0.00 milliamps.
Okay, and that was milliamps. That's the last selector switch setting. I'm going to put the probes together again and push the announce button.
DC minus 0.00 milliamps.
So you can see it goes to completely 0 milliamps, but it's even in a decimal value. Now the selector switch does have one more position rotating clockwise, and that makes the handle parallel to the body again, and it is off. So there's an off position at each end of the rotation of this selector switch. Now I'm going to go back to the beginning, and I'm going to press the probes together, and I'm going to press the button that's actually on the red lead now instead of the button that's on the case.
DC minus 0.0 millivolt.
And it was reading in millivolts. It automatically selected millivolts since it was such a low reading that was available. And that's one of the really neat things about this meter, is that it can adjust to the correct range for the readings. Now I'm going to put a battery across here. And then I'm going to press the key on the probe.
DC 1.461 volts.
So that was 1.461. So we're reading to three decimal places here. It'll probably change slightly. I'm going to read it again by pressing the button.
DC 1.461 volts. DC 1.461 volts.
Okay, it's staying consistent. 1.461 volts. And this is a regular alkaline battery. Now I'm going to put a nickel metal hydride battery across the tips and press the button on the probe.
DC 1.310 volts.
And you can see it's a little bit lower reading. This battery has been in a charger, and of course a nickel metal hydride battery does not have the same voltage level as an alkaline or a carbon zinc. Some of the others, when it's fully charged, it's not quite as high. We'll try that again.
DC 1.310 volts.
So it's approximately 1.3 volts. Now, if you slide off of the battery anode and
DC 109.6 millivolts
and press the button, it'll give you a reading, but again, it's going to be erroneous, and it was in millivolts, which you have to pay attention, because if you are sliding off with these small probe tips, particularly off of the cap on the positive end of the battery, you can get fooled. Now I'll go back and
DC 1.310 volts.
So we're back in good contact now. Okay. That's basically the instrument. I might say also that if you put the probes in the wrong sides, the button on the red probe will not work. So if you plug the red probe into the left side and the black probe into the right side of the meter, the talk button on the probe itself will not work. The meter is a compact, sturdy little meter. It has a very nice rubber-coated case, which is good for having a good grip on it. And let's see if I have the...
Pressed if the key is held for more than 1.5 seconds, the meter display will be lit for 30 seconds.
Ah, yes. Also on that probe key, the button, if you press that button down for more than 1.5 seconds, it won't talk. What it's going to do is light up the backlighted readout panel. That would be for a sighted user. And so the key is simply to press that button down and then release it, and it will talk right away. Let's see, I'll press that one time with nothing there.
DC minus 402.0 millivolts.
Now I'm going to press it and hold it down for more than 1.5 seconds. And it beeps at you, but it doesn't talk, and it has turned on the backlighted meter face for reading. It'll leave that on for 30 seconds and then turn it back off. There is a speaker on the back side of the unit, and it's under the section of the case where the rotary switch is located, and it's recessed, and you can fill a grill cover with your finger when you go in the square recess hole. So when the unit is sitting on the table or a bench, there's a little bit of air space there so that you can still hear the speaker. There's no adjustable volume control. The volume that you've been hearing is the only setting.
DC minus 48.9 millivolts.
If I lift it off of the...
DC minus 65.0 millivolts.
I didn't change any volume settings. I just picked the unit up, and it can be pretty loud when it's not on a surface. The battery compartment is accessed from the back side of the meter. There is one Phillips head screw that has to be removed before you can take the battery cover off, and that's kind of in the center of the meter. At the top edge, there is a slot for a coin or a screwdriver or something to pop the cover off of the battery case, and it's a pretty tight fit. There are springs on the negative end of each battery compartment, and they alternate, but it's quite easy to tell by touch how to insert the batteries. And they give you a caution in the manual that you want to be sure to have the battery cover back in place and the Phillips screw secured before you use the meter. Perhaps there's a potential shock hazard if you're measuring AC voltage or current. But the unit is very well made. It's easy to hold, easy to handle, very tactually friendly, and just very simple to use. And I'm delighted to have this for only $46, including shipping. I think it's a tremendous bargain and something that the blind community can certainly take advantage of. So the last thing I'll have here off of my very abbreviated file are the dimensions, and these are converted from the metric system, so the inches are going to be inches in decimal rather than inches in fractions.
3.15 inches wide, 6.14 inches high, 1.4 inches deep.
So, roughly an inch and a half deep or thick, and just a little over 6 inches from top to bottom, and about a little over 3 inches wide. It's a very nice size, very lightweight. And there is a carrying case that comes with it. It's a very simple carrying case with a Velcro closure. You remove the probes from the meter and neatly fold the wires and then put the probes in and slide the meter in, and you have a nice little package. The manual that I downloaded did say that the leads were permanently attached, and that apparently was a slightly different version of this meter, because these probes were not attached. They do plug in and out. I have just a few other comments to make about this meter before I wrap things up. The meter does have three other push buttons, which are at the bottom of the digital display, and they're just above the level where the two round push buttons are. And the button on the far left is a hold button, and it's used to allow you to hold the reading of whatever parameter you're taking on the meter, and then you can take your probes away from your reading point, and it will hold that reading until you press that same button again, and that will release it. The middle button is a function button, and you would need to read through the manual and perhaps do a little experimenting to understand the complete use of that particular button and how functional it might be. The rotary selector switch does everything that I need for it to do. And the third button on the right side under the meter display is a relative reading button. And again, you would need to consult the manual to get the full detail of the usability of that particular button. That's it for the demonstration of the Nextech talking digital multimeter. And my contact information is my website, www.mpnhome.net. And you can email me there. Just use michael@mpnhome.net. Thank you.